I'm WUWM's Susan Bentz. The Milwaukee area just came through a bout of long, hard rain. Last Sunday, when the deep tunnel capacity was maxed out, the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District made a call it is loath to make, releasing combined sewer water to Milwaukee waterways which flow into our Great Lake. Right now, there's heightened concern beyond the vast amounts of tainted water going where we don't want it to go, because people are worried about the coronavirus. Tuesday, WUWM reported on the work of a UWM School of Freshwater Sciences researcher who will soon begin testing wastewater for evidence of the coronavirus. I asked Kevin Schaefer, executive director of the sewerage district, what's known and unknown about the potential danger of COVID-19 in wastewater.
Well, that's a better question for Sandra McClellan.
That's the UWM scientist we talked with, who's collecting human waste from MMSD's treatment plants for her research.
We've been partnered with Sandra. Boy, the first day she called and asked if she could start taking samples and freezing them for this testing that she's doing, and we've been doing that. So all you can do is try to provide the best data for the scientists to look at. Based on what the science is telling us today, and it could change later, says that the virus, while it may be in wastewater, they don't think it's infectious.
As Sandra McClellan and other scientists learn more about how the coronavirus behaves in wastewater, Schaefer says MMSD's treatment protocol might change.
In the long term, once we get some good information and some good science, it could. We could look at a different means of disinfection if that's proves to be more of an effective killer of these viruses.
Schaefer says if the pandemic does not teach the world that science is critical to our future is in big trouble.
They're really smart people. You know, they're the ones that are day-to-day, elbow deep in the research on this, trying to solve these issues for the entire world. And again, we look to them for answers, and then they look to us for implementation.
Schaefer puts wastewater overflows right up there with the threats to human health and well-being. He says we can't expect the deep tunnel to capture water from every heavy rainfall. The storms are hitting more frequently with greater force.
We have a total of 521 million gallons of storage that we can hold. And we also service an area of 411 square miles. And if you spread an inch of water over that 411 square miles, it works out to 7 billion gallons of water. So if you take 5 inches of rain, like what we had Sunday and yesterday, so that's 35 billion gallons. It's trying to find some place to go, so going into the tunnel or the rivers or wherever.
Including some people's basements, where sewage backups can cause heartache and thousands of dollars of damage. Schaefer says MMSD has come up with some ideas it has folded into a resilience plan.
Really a community plan. It's not just focused on MMSD and the work that we do. It's focused on what we can be, how we can be more resilient as a region. I think the biggest message is that we can address those pollutants that have the most risk to human health and safety, and then, you know, eventually work down that list of pollutants. But you have to look at both runoff from agricultural areas, runoff from urban areas, other overflows from sewer systems.
Looking, Schaefer says, the way nature does, watershed by watershed. The Milwaukee area is expecting a couple of clear days with a chance of rain returning over the holiday weekend, posing yet another potential threat to public health. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.